The first reading this morning is from the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. When God began to create the heavens and the earth was complete chaos, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our second lesson is from Genesis 1, beginning with verse 26, and starting with the sixth day of creation. Then God said, "Let us make humans in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humans in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I've given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, sixth day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Join me in our affirmation of faith. In 1983, the largest Presbyterian churches in the United States reunited. The plan for a reunion called for the preparation of a brief statement of the Reformed faith. A brief statement of faith includes the major themes of the Reformed tradition. And as a confession that seeks to be both Catholic and Reformed, the statement is a Trinitarian confession in which the grace of Jesus Christ has his first place as the foundation of our knowledge of God's sovereign love and our life together in the Holy Spirit. Will you please read with me responsively a brief statement of faith? In life and in death, we belong to God. Through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit, we trust in the one triune God, the Holy One of Israel, whom alone we worship and serve.
We
unjustly condemned for blasphemy and sedition, Jesus was crucified, suffering in the depths of the human pain and giving his life for the sins of the world. God raised this Jesus from the dead, vindicating his sinless life, breaking the power of sin and evil, delivering us from death to the life eternal.
We trust in God, whom Jesus called God, our Father, in the sovereign love.
But we rebel against God. We hide from our Creator, ignoring God's commandments. We violate the image of God and others and ourselves, accept lies as truth, exploit neighbor and nature, and threaten death to the planet entrusted to our care.
We deserve God's condemnation, yet God asks for justice and mercy to redeem creation. In everlasting love, the God of the earth and people to bless all families of the earth, and hearing their cry.
Loving us still, God made us heirs with Christ of the covenant. Like a mother who will not forsake her nursing child, like a father who runs to welcome the prodigal home, God is faithful still.
We trust in God, the Holy Spirit, ever greater and gentler in the renewal of life. The Spirit justifies us by grace to the faith, sets us free to accept ourselves and to love God and the neighbor, and binds us together with all believers in the one body of Christ, the Church.
The same Spirit who inspired the prophets and the apostles rule our faith and life in Christ through Scripture, engages us through the word proclaimed, claims us in the waters of baptism, feeds us with the bread of life and the cup of salvation, and calls women and men to all ministries of the Church. Gratitude to God, empowered by the Spirit, we strive to serve Christ in our daily tasks and to live holy and joyful lives, even as we watch for God's new heaven and new earth, praying, Come, Lord Jesus.
With believers.